He felt so alive. The fresh air, the exertion, the early morning sun on his back. There's nothing like it, Mark thought, as he walked along the rugged trail, his boots crunching over the loose ground. To top it all, it was a beautiful spring day, the sky cobalt blue above the stabbing mountain peaks. The path meandered around a haphazard pile of boulders that had tumbled down a millennium ago. It then split into two trails. Mark veered left, climbing the steep elevation for, according to the map, 623 yards. He wondered if someone had actually counted them. He felt the burn in his calves, but kept going, loving every minute of it. Panting, he reached the top of the slope where the trail flattened out. Wow, the view was something else. He could see for miles. The smudge of a town below started to wake, roused by the honeyed sunshine creeping over the valley. Using his phone camera, he shot a short video of the panorama. An eagle soared past, riding an air current. Mark took a deep, satisfying breath. He was on top of the world. Up here, he didn't have to answer to anyone. The pressing deadlines of his job at the tourism company faded in relation to the stacked boulders, tall trees, and endless vistas. His sister's divorce, his father's upcoming surgery, and his own disillusionment with life paled in comparison to this vastness. Then there was her. Her. The woman with no name. A fleeting encounter on a deserted mountain trail. He smiled at the memory. Wild hair, nymph-like features, eyes you could lose yourself in. Would he see her again? He hoped so. Out here, where time was measured in falling leaves and flowing streams, anything was possible. A worn signpost ahead pointed toward Stony Ridge, 10 miles down the trail and his final destination. He took the creased map out of his back pocket and studied the route. The cell phone reception was sporadic up here. He'd had time to post one picture before he reached the lookout point. Now, he was out of range. Using the map meant old-schooling it, but that was fine with him. In fact, he preferred it that way. It felt more authentic. As long as his phone camera worked, that was all he cared about. He could document the trail and post it on the website later. A lizard scampered across the path in front of him. A flash of silver in his peripheral vision, then it was gone, swallowed by the underbrush. He refocused on the map. Ahead, he noticed a thick, forested area intersected by steady streams and shallow creeks. The map showed a spiderweb of tiny blue lines weaving through the green. Fun. Pocketing the map, he took one last look at the view, then set off along the trail. The forest had its own appeal. Majestic pines and aspens filtered the sunlight, casting dappled pools on the uneven ground. Each side of the path bulged with underground roots and wildflowers, and berry bushes licked his ankles as he walked. Mark sighed at the welcome drop in temperature. The perspiration on his skin cooled, and he gave an involuntary shiver. A squirrel scampered up a tree in front of him, and he paused to watch it leap from bough to bough before it disappeared. Some hikers liked to listen to music, but he preferred the sounds of the trail. The birds chirping overhead, small animals scurrying over fallen leaves, insects buzzing, water trickling. A dampness sat in the air, and sure enough, he rounded the next bend and came to a gushing creek. A fallen log had been positioned over it, supported by stones on either side. He clambered onto it, feeling it wobble beneath his weight. The next minute, he was sitting on his ass, waist deep in the water. Idiot. He should have seen that coming. Usually, he was pretty solid on his feet. He stood and waded to the other side. The water gurgled around his ankles as he felt the tug of the current. Reaching for his phone, he checked to see if it was still dry. Yes, it was working. Thank goodness for that. It meant his photos were intact. The same couldn't be said for the drenched map in his back pocket. He took it out, but it fell apart in his hands. Useless.